Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game's.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Chloe Surreal on the couch.
Hi.
Hello and welcome. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more. I know you're a little bit nervous, but like I said before, Miss Texas won't bite you too hard. We'll make sure you have a great time and your fans get to know a little bit more about you. Some, you know, personal, some a little risque. We want to know it all, Miss Chloe.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Introduce yourself and let Private Talk know who you are.
I am Chloe Surreal. I am a 24-year-old pornographic actress.
Amazing.
Yeah, happy to be
so
here.
So let us know, you're 24, mm-hmm. rather young for the industry. We talked about, like, you know, the age groups of when people get in. I started when I was 21. How did you kind of get into the industry? Was it something that you kind of aspired to do? Were you just kind of really sexually active? Did you have a boyfriend bring you into the business? How did you get to this seat right here, Chloe?
You know, it wasn't really something that I ever thought I was going to get into. I was going to school. I was planning on being a lawyer.
Okay.
I had always been kind of sexually promiscuous. I have large natural breasts, so that was always a topic of conversation. But I just didn't think it was for me. I didn't think that anyone would, like, want to jerk off to me. It just wasn't a part of my life. I didn't start dating until I was kind of older.
Okay. Was that because of by choice, or you just kind of like were told not to growing up, or like you were just didn't really care about boys at that time or girls?
I just never thought about it. It wasn't something that was a part of my life. You know, I was really interested in studying and just wanted to go to school and figure out kind of who I was.
Okay, so what kind of happened where you started to discover who you were going to school to be a lawyer, mm-hmm. what kind of flipped the script to being like, oh wait, I know I was always promiscuous, but now I want to kind of really dive into this work field?
I had someone very close to me who passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
It's all right, he's fine now, I'm sure. And he passed away, and we were the same age, and it really made me reevaluate my life and what I wanted to do versus the expectations that other people had of me. I emailed a bunch of agents just saying, like, hey, these are my photos, what do you guys think, would there be a place for me in the industry?
Now, you came up with this all by yourself? Like, mm-hmm. where did you search for these, like, agencies? Because that's something
Google.
Google. All right, Google's been our friend all day
agencies.
Today. I appreciate it.
That was the only thing I knew how to do. I wasn't really sure where to start. I didn't think about checking social medias or anything. I just Googled porn agencies.
Okay. Ballsy. I like it.
I emailed the first three that I found.
Who were they? Let us know.
I emailed East Coast Talent.
Okay.
I think Fox Models and then Next Level.
Okay.
I ended up going with East Coast.
Okay.
And
glad I didn't say the first thing I was going to say.
I'm no longer with East Coast. Okay. I'm with another agency, but they flew me down after like a month. I decided that I was ready.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Pacific Northwest, but okay. I had spent a lot of time here also growing up.
Okay. So they flew you to Miami?
No, to LA.
To LA?
I just packed up all my stuff and I moved. And I moved into the model house.
No questions asked. You were just like, you know what? They said, hey, come to LA. We're going to come. Like, let's check this out.
They threw me a couple of shoots. They said, come down. You'll do great.
Come down, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's talk about, let's rewind a little bit. So you take a ballsy move. Mm-hmm. You approach an agency. They tell you, of course, you're a beautiful girl. Come down, let's do this whole thing. What was your first scene like? Because going from someone that is promiscuous and being in your personal life is very mm-hmm. different from going on a porn set where there's lights, there's, you know, someone doing paperwork, they're making sure that you're tested and all these things. Like, how nervous were you, or were you nervous at all?
I wasn't nervous, actually. My first scene was for Mofos.
Okay.
Lee Alexis directed it. She's fabulous. I wasn't nervous until I saw my co-star's dick. Then I was like,
who was the co-star?
Alex Legend, and he has, like, it's like this long and a Coke can.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know if I've seen that dick. He's, I don't think I've definitely didn't fuck him, but maybe. Sometimes I forget.
He's like a very tall Frenchman, just like ripped.
Okay, I don't know. We'll have to see the pictures later, but okay.
It's not bad.
All right, so you were like, damn, that's huge. Probably the biggest thing that's gone in my vagina, and I'm about to go, whatever. So that's what the part that made you nervous.
I saw it. It made me nervous, and then I was just like, you know what?
You psyched yourself up and like, you know what, girl? I got this.
Yeah, as long as I like don't lock my jaw or anything, we'll be fine.
Is that something that happens to you, like lock jaw, or?
I sometimes after a set, I'll come home and I'll be like, wow, I can't really open my mouth.
All right. Okay. Okay. At least it can open wide.
Yeah. You know, we get it there. As long as you can get it there.
Professional. Yeah, I like it.
Tongue does the rest.
I like it. So, okay. So you end up doing the scene. You obviously had to love it because you're still here in this chair. You have a big smile on your face. So what did you do after that point? They were like, hey, these are these trial scenes. You were like, fuck it. I love it. You stayed at the model house. Mm-hmm. What did you progress? How did you like move to the next levels of your career?
So after a while, I just decided living in the model house, it can be really great for a lot of people, but for me, it just wasn't what I wanted. I want my space. Mm-hmm. So I moved out of the model house. I left that agency and I joined my current agency.
Which is?
OC Models. Okay. I'm with Sandra. She's the best.
Nice.
And I just started looking for other opportunities. I think for the first 6 months of my career, like a lot of girls, I was taking every scene that was being thrown my way.
Okay.
There was no thought about, is this what I want?
Now, is that when you say that, because in porn, you know, there's different, for the people out there that don't know, there's different categories. So it's like, you'll never go to set and be like, oh, you're, you know, unexpected gangbang or unexpected anything like those, because it's like, those are the things that you have yes lists and a no list of certain things. So it's like, you kind of know to a degree. And do you mean it like that as far as like you took any like boy girl scene, or were there scenes that you weren't comfortable with doing at that time, you just didn't know because you were new?
I think a big rhetoric when you first get into the industry is if you say no to a director, they'll never work with you again because they'll think you're like problematic, messy, whatever. Just
porn out myth of, legend.
Yeah, just out of trying to protect my career, knowing that I loved what I was doing, I didn't give myself the time and space to say, hey, I can't take every shoot that they want me to shoot. I need sometimes to have a day off.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I actually kind of don't want fingers in my butt today. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Like, do you mind if we do something else instead? And I think coming with taking the time to be able to step back and not living in a model house, not constantly being surrounded by work, it gave me the space to say, I can do porn. And I can also do other things.
And you can also do it your way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I think sometimes, you know, I think you're right when you say you get kind of highly influenced by people around you because it's not that big a deal maybe to them. But it's like you also kind of have to have your moral compass of what makes Chloe feel good, or like you feel like you know, you want to be proud of what your body of work is, and, you know, and kind of express yourself, because then I feel like you have more way to kind of let loose in those scenes where you don't have these walls up while you're doing it.
If you work yourself so much that you're having a hard time being on set, because you're thinking about the next scene that you have to do, you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so now hard. With that being said, you kind of limited how much you do. Like, how often do you work nowadays? What limit or boundaries did you put on yourself now to kind of feel comfortable?
I try not to take more than 15 scenes a month.
Okay.
I typically keep it between like 5 and 10. That's just where I'm comfortable. I like shooting OF stuff in my spare time.
So that's not including your OF stuff. That's just going for like mainstream companies.
Well, I don't really shoot boy girl for OF anymore.
Okay.
I think that being on an OnlyFans set can be different from being on a pro set.
Can you kind of elaborate on that level? Did something bad or bad experience happen? Is that why? Or
no, I just generally think that it's two different kinds of performing. When you're on a pro set, generally you have lines, you have a camera guy, you have a sound guy, you have a director, you have a PA. It's a whole production. When you're doing an OnlyFans shoot, typically it's at somebody's house or an apartment. And I'd say majority of the time it's just you and that other person.
Mm.
Things happen in the adult industry where sometimes lines are crossed, boundaries get messy. And just for me and like the sake of protecting my career and myself and also just feeling comfortable, unless I have that those other components there of other
you don't
bodies.
Feel safe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of these people, like, you don't meet. You've never met them. You've just talked to them on social media.
They for sure. I can get that. I mean, I don't shoot with anybody on my OnlyFans other than myself, but I always wonder, like, how does that really, that conversation come up? Because back, you know, when I was shooting, it was people doing their own websites. So it's like, oh, we want to shoot content together, but you're also on set at that time. So you kind of get a familiarity of who they are or who they've worked for or things like that. Where nowadays it's anybody could really be an OF model or OF performer, or OF whatever. And also with that being said, it's like, everybody, like who I work with and you work with, and this like two different days apart could be two totally different experiences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it's safe and really nice that you can kind of hold your ground and really kind of put yourself in that situation, but still be part of the adult industry and what makes you feel comfortable. And I think a lot of people and performers don't really do that, and they kind of just do what they're quote unquote supposed to do, what they think people want them to do. And I think that it kind of burns them out a lot quickly, more quickly than it would be if you just did it the way you did it. For me, I come from, you know, people pushed me to want to do all types of different scenes, and I was like, I'll do it when I'm ready to do it, because then I know that I fully will be in that scene and I'll fully be present to give you what you want.
And I do think that is something that, as we talked about before, comes with age. When I was 18, 19, I didn't have the ability to say no, especially being asked twice, because sometimes that happens and they'll be like, are you sure? That are you sure when you're a young girl?
People pleasing. It becomes
it becomes a very scary thing. And then you're asking yourself, well, am I sure? Am I making this too big of a deal? And the answer generally is no. That's your boundary. And everybody's boundary looks different.
For sure. So what is your favorite type of scene to do?
Oh, I love a group scene. I love as many people as possible.
What's the most number of people that you've been with in a scene?
In a scene, I've only been with up to 4 people.
Okay.
In my personal life, that's a little different.
What's in your personal life?
I love threesomes in my personal life, and I think the niche that I didn't mean to fall into it, but I fuck a lot of twins.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's happened 3 times.
Do their parts look alike?
Depends on the twin.
I've never fucked a twin ever in my life. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd be opposed to it, but I mean, do their dicks look exactly the same? Or is it boy and female twins?
No, because generally girl twins are like too smart for that.
Okay, okay.
But like,
generally.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so.
I've only fucked identical male twins. I've fucked 3 sets.
How do you find all these twins? Or do they find you?
I was a civilian. I wasn't in the industry. I think I was in college the first time it happened.
How did this approach? Talk me through this. So we're like, hey, you want to fuck me and my brother?
It was a national hockey tournament. They were in town.
Hot.
I matched with one brother on Tinder. He was like, hey, come back to the hotel room after drinks. I did. His twin brother was there.
Appeared from the bathroom and it said, hey, you want two? Not one. Two for one special?
He had also been drinking. And then we fucked.
Okay.
It happened.
And it was great.
Yeah. I mean, the first time is always the best time when you're going to be doing something like different.
Because it's
sexually
taboo.
Yeah.
And it makes you wet just because you're not supposed to, mm-hmm. but you know you want to. Yeah. So it's like, okay, okay. So that was the first time.
Yeah.
The second time, different
second
twins.
Second time, different twins. Always different twins.
Okay, never the same repeating twins.
No.
Do you ever talk to the twins after? How do you know which one to talk to more?
I don't talk to anyone after I'm done fucking them. Are
good
you
job.
Kidding me?
Good job. Good job.
You're here for a reason. I don't need you after this. We're fine.
Listen up, private talk. She heard said what she said and she does not apologize.
No. The
okay, second
time,
set of twins.
They were like motorbikes.
Motocross people?
Yeah,
okay.
Motocross, yeah. Okay. They rode motocross. They were in Helen.
All sexy set of like yeah. things that they're doing. Okay. Hockey, motocross.
Mm-hmm. The third set.
So how, was that the same type of scenario? That was like you were, yeah. you met or you hooked up or you matched with one person on Tinder and their brother just magically appeared?
Well,
whereas on your Tinder profile, I accept
the bar.
Twins. Hit me up.
We had gone to like their rally or whatever and they asked to have drinks after and there were a bunch of us there. Slowly, people started dropping like flies, and then it was just me and the boys.
Was there one point at that night that when they were dropping like flies that you knew, like, hey, this looks familiar, and I feel like this is gonna happen again? So you like pried into it because now you already fucked twins. Now it's not like the first time. Your cherry was already popped.
Yeah.
So now you're like a little deviant. Like,
well, I was sitting there, and I remember very clearly I had one boy's hand on one leg and the other brother's hand on the other. I was like, okay, well.
Nice.
This is going to go one way.
Do you ever favor one brother more than the other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they're not the same.
So, personality goes a long way, I think.
Okay, but their dicks are the same.
Depends. I mean, sometimes one has like a little bit of an extra curve.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like dicks curve more depending on like the way you stroke it.
Okay, so if one's left-handed or one's right-handed, we're gonna see which way.
Yeah,
you're gonna
but go. Maybe like he throws like an extra flick at the end, and so the head's curved a little more.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So third set. I just can't believe there's a third time.
I know.
This is like this.
The third time was the bad time. Has warded me off.
Okay.
All other twins.
So no more twins.
No.
So what made this experience the worst out of like the best two ones that already happened?
The other two. Were not into each other.
The brothers.
The brothers.
Well, do you want them to be into each other?
No,
so isn't that a bad thing?
The third set, I felt like I was interrupting.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
The first two weren't into each other. This last pair, it was like the island boys. Were they making out with each other?
I was in doggy, one behind, one in front. I looked up and I realized there was a lot of eye contact going on and I was like, I'm going to have to tap.
Oh,
we're good.
So you left before cum was dispersed.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't know what they did after. I don't even know.
Was it the island boys?
No, it wasn't. I think if they had kissed, I would have just had to kind of like roll
out of there and be like,
yeah.
I'm not here.
You guys can continue on your journey in whatever way. No judgment.
But it's not for me. But it's not for me. Okay,
no.
So you went through a twin fetish. Now that's over.
Twin phase, yeah.
Not mad at it. There's
you
not very
know
many
when you're
times
done with
I'm
something.
Speechless about certain things. But I just keep imagining three sets of twins all standing there naked about like how similar are they really? Like, you know.
Well, like twins are different. Like sometimes there's a twin that's like half an inch shorter, but like. Mm. You know, you can tell the hair is different, especially as men get older. They want to differentiate
a little bit.
So
like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm here with that.
In the dark, it gets a little iffy.
So since we're on this subject right now, it's not what I wanted to ask next, but it's like, was that what you say was like a fetish or like what other fetishes do you have? Because that's something that's really unique. So is there anything like what fetishes really do you have?
It's embarrassing. I have like a cheating thing.
Okay. So you like.
I don't want to cheat. I think it's like kind of hot when a dude cheats on me though. I know
Hold
it's
up.
Really masochistic.
What? Okay, so you want your man to cheat on you.
With like permission. It's kind of like, you know.
But how do you permission-wise cheat? Or is it just an open door policy that
like come up and ask me for permission, be like, yo.
But then that's not cheating.
She's hot. Like I'm going to go fuck her. And then you're going to suck my dick after.
But is that cheating though? Because I'm like, you're giving permission. Now, if I got my dick sucked, not that I have one, but if I had one, it would be big. But if I had one and then I went back to you and was like, hey, I just fucked this girl and now you're going to suck
still
my dick.
Hot.
That to me is still hot. Because now you're not at the permission part, it like makes the cheating not really cheating because you're like giving a pass.
I think that like, it's just like knowing that he's like fucking other bitches.
Okay.
It's kind of hot.
Have you ever dated someone in the industry? Does that turn you on as far as fucking other bitches?
No, because it's messy.
How is it messy? Have you had someone that made a messy situation, or you've just seen from afar?
It's not even, you don't even have to see. Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Yeah.
It's incestuous as hell. Everybody's fucking each other, and then it just, feelings get hurt, people get fired.
I guess I was at the wrong restaurant. I didn't fuck any of the people.
When I worked in a restaurant, I fucked a lot of the people.
Did you fuck the manager?
No, but they thought I did. I almost got fired because of it. That was the one that I didn't fuck.
That's the one you should have fucked and you wouldn't have gotten fired. See, you gotta go from the head chain first and you... Yeah.
I was young. I'm still learning my lessons.
Levels. You're 24. You're so young. Good to go. If you could change jobs, would you? And if... What would it be?
Honestly,
would you go back to being a lawyer? Or would you... Or I guess you didn't get to that point yet, but wanting to go that route? Or would you stay in what you're in?
The dream has never been to have a job.
Got it.
I think a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a job.
But in a job sense of like that it doesn't feel like work, or you just don't want to work and going to be taken care of?
More so the second I receive payment for something that's not like, I think this is different because it has like a different aspect of the way I'm receiving payment. But okay. You know, clocking into a job, having a 9-to-5 where like I have a lunch break and stuff. That's not what I want to do anymore. I love going to the gym. I like having a saucy little lunch by myself. Okay. Half a bottle of white wine on a Tuesday will change your life.
I like it. I like your style. I'm not mad at any of that. I had a cocktail at lunch. We're new. It's great.
It's fun. It's 5 o'clock feel a little
somewhere.
Special. Yeah.
And when you're your own boss, you know, you make your own rules.
Unbeatable.
And I fired myself a couple times, but I always have to come back to work. So
yeah,
there's that.
Sometimes you have to take like a week off and be like, okay, you're fired. Figure it out. You know.
At this point of your career, what personal accomplishment are you most proud of?
I just released an anal with Brazzers.
Awesome.
About a month ago. And that was crazy.
Was it is anal something you do in your personal life already?
It is.
So why was this scene crazier than something you've already done?
Well, I had never done it in any capacity professionally. Mm-hmm. So the level of dick I was taking in my ass was different. I shot this with Manuel.
Oh, okay.
So that's yeah.
He's thick, guys.
There's a lot of
him. He's not as thick as some, but he's French and he's... I stopped working with him many moons ago for personal reasons, as far as like my ex-husband and him were really good friends, and I was friends with his wife at the time, so it was like, you're gonna get too personal when you do outside things. I'm like, yeah, you can't fuck me anymore. Great guy.
That is the
thing.
That,
you know, his karaoke skills need a little work, but you know, that's another story.
If my friend in the industry is dating somebody else in the industry, I don't want to fuck them anymore. It makes me feel weird.
Well, it's like once you know like all the like personal details, because I always try to keep things very separate. I'm like, I like to fuck everybody. I just don't want to know your business. Once I know your business, I don't want to fuck you, because then it's like an emotional thing and I'm cool with that.
It's like,
So it was crazy because of how big it was. Was there anything that maybe pushed you to the limits of like something that you've never done before?
I don't think so.
It was just intense.
Yeah, it was just really intense. We were outside. It was a horse scene, which sounds different than it is.
Horse cop. But
No. Just, I was a cowgirl.
Ooh.
I was hoping that I would ride the horse for the scene, but I think the second you bring an animal into a porn set, then like I don't know if they have to do like different contract codes or something. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Not sure how that works. Maybe he didn't give consent that day. Who knows? going on. What social media platform do you use the most? What is something that you...
Instagram? An embarrassing amount. It's almost like a reaction at this point. I go and my thumb just immediately goes to the Instagram toggle.
Okay. Did you ever get like stuck down a rabbit hole? Like what is like, is there, are you a meme girl? Do you like...
I'm just so nosy. I want to know what everybody's up to. I love going through people's stories and being like, oh... I recognize that house.
Okay.
I know where you are right now.
Okay, so your little private eye over there.
Yeah,
you know, do your little investigation to see who's fucking who.
It's fun. I love being nosy.
I'm not mad at that. I'm a great people watcher, so I like to, you know, I'm intrigued.
When I go out, I love to sit at a restaurant with my friends and be like, I bet they're on a first date and it's going poorly. And this is why.
I like that. Favorite Your game. Own novella is happening out right in real time. What do you look for in a partner?
Partners are weird. I was engaged once.
How'd that go? You said...
Not well.
So let's back up. Are you single? Are you in a relationship? What is your current relationship status?
I am single.
Okay.
Not looking.
Not looking. No. So you say partners are weird. Partners are weird in the aspect of they are trying to control you. Maybe it's partners that you picked. Or is it because after you got engaged, things changed? Explain. Elaborate for
us. It's two things. One, I think as a young woman, the first time you get engaged and it doesn't work out, it's very disillusioning. You can't sit around and be like, gosh, I wonder what our baby's names are going to be. We're not having kids. We're not moving in together. I mean, you're lucky if you're paying for my popcorn at this movie. Like, I don't want you that close to me.
Do you have men coming on really strong and saying all those things?
Yeah, I have, dudes are weird. The second that they feel like you don't want them in your bubble, they need to work that much harder to make you like them.
I do agree with that. I feel like that's with both sexes, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because people don't like rejection. So therefore, they're like, but what did I do?
I'm the same way.
Okay.
You could be the bummiest rug, like bug-looking man that I've ever seen. But the second you're like, no, you're like kind of ugly. I'm like, okay, tell me more. What's
up? What do you think about? So you like rejection. You like being cheated on. What is these things?
I like mind games. Like, I get bored really easily, which is the other part. I am the problem. It's not them. It's me.
Okay, well, at least you're aware. But I also think it comes with age. Like you said, you're 24. You have a lot of life to give. I feel like even being engaged at 20, I don't know what age.
I was 20.
Okay, 20. Oh. Then, you know, it's like it's learning lessons of, A, like, is this really going to be the person I'm going to spend my life with? And, like, what are these things? Am I doing it because I feel like I'm going to be alone forever? Like, you know, there's all these things that we kind of grow into because we need validation from other things, and then we realize, oh wait, no, I don't need anybody. I have myself, and I'm gonna
such a good time by myself that honestly you have to be a really big addition to my life in like multiple aspects that's the only reason
to fit into.
Would
you consider dating a female?
I mean
have you before in the past?
I have. Dating other women in LA is tricky. I feel like everybody knows each other. And girls gossip. I know. I'm one of those gossipy girls.
But are you fucking girls and trying to date girls in the industry? Or are you just putting yourself out there? Because I feel like LA is small. But it also depends on what circles you run in. And I feel like the younger we are, we kind of get into conformity of like, if it's the porn parties or like the typical places that everybody goes to, where it's like, if you really want to like explore those things, you kind of have to like, what works for me? Is it what your hobbies are and finding other people in those things? And then I feel like you're not really as 2 degrees of separation of things than it would be like when you're immersed in it completely.
I'm really lucky in that I have friends in the industry who I have the same hobbies as. Mm-hmm. So we go and do that kind of stuff a lot. Like, I love camping.
Okay.
I have dogs. All of my friends have dogs. So we have puppy play dates.
Okay.
We do cute stuff like that. But when it comes to dating, I just feel like I don't date in industry. So a lot of the time, civilians, my life is so far removed from theirs that it can also be difficult to merge. And I'm not willing to compromise on anything.
As you shouldn't. I think that, you're too young to compromise for anybody unless you found someone that was willing to, like, meet your match in a sense. Yeah. But I also think, too, it's one of those things that we don't realize, and you say you're not looking for a partner, but it's also we attract what we're not looking for because you're openly or like putting that in the universe that it trickily comes in like, look, you think that? Let me put games in your mind, you know what I mean, and see what that really is. So it's like kind of like
fun.
Changing. There you go with those mind games again. fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think it's fun. I mean, you're in your 20s. Explore.
I'm in my 20s. We're in LA. The dudes here don't grow up until they're like 40, maybe. Like 38, 40 is when they start like thinking like, oh, is this really what I want to do with my life?
Do you like older men?
Yeah. I mean, I think my age limit typically for dating has been like early 40s.
Okay.
just because if you're 45 and you have that much in common with a 24-year-old, what are you doing?
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Fair enough. Not a bad question.
Why are the other 45-year-olds not wanting to date you? What did you do to them?
There's a lot of things you can say to that, but yeah. But it's true. I mean, yeah. they're not wrong questions to have. And I think that that's also part of the reason why you're single, because it's like, those are the reasons why you'll probably find out later on. And obviously, every individual is completely different. But what space you're in, because someone to be that educated and immersed in like what your feelings are, what your standards are, what your boundaries are, is such a beautiful thing at such a young age. So it's like you kind of have a better navigating things than most 20-year-olds that would just be like, oh, fuck it, let's just find out and let's just take this for a ride. And you're like,
find out. Oh my God, that's the scariest thing. That's the scariest thing that could happen. You finding out what happens after you fuck around. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You can't stick around for what happens after. You got to leave.
That's what you said. We're only here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
Oh my God, yeah. I have a bee on my rib cage.
What is the story behind the bee?
There's no story. I'm a young woman and I'm stupid. Why do you think more bees, more flowers? They're all stupid.
So you didn't stop with the bee. You just kept going.
No, I kept going.
Okay.
But that tattoo in particular.
Do you want any more?
No,
you're done.
I kind of, every so often I like phase through and I'm like, I should get more tattoos.
Would you ever remove the bee?
Yeah. But it's time to go. It seems like so much work, you know?
Okay.
It's not big enough that I have to, like, cover it up too much in shoots.
What is one subscription that you cannot live without?
Probably Spotify. I listen to a lot of music.
Okay, Spotify. Yeah. Do you watch porn solo or with a partner?
I've watched my porn with partners before, but it's always really awkward.
Okay, so you prefer solo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love watching porn to begin with. I'm kind of, if I'm going to watch porn, it's going to be like Twitter amateur stuff.
Okay, so that's my next question. So what is your porn search history if you were watching porn? What would we find on your computer?
Hentai, amateur porn. I have like very specific, I like a size kink, which... It's not the giantess stuff, which I know people like hear about. I just like it when a dude is like a lot bigger than me.
Okay.
Like, if you bend me over, your chin should go over my head for sure.
Okay.
Like there should be space.
So at least 6 feet.
Yeah, at least.
Okay. Like, you're like 6'6" at least. What are you talking about? Six? You're just like six.
6'2", 6'3", I think that's pretty ideal. That's your standard? Okay. That's like where I want it to be.
Okay.
After 6'6", you start looking a little weird in the face. Things get spread out differently.
Okay.
No.
You've thought about this a lot. I like that.
Yeah.
What would you say is your biggest pet peeve? What is something that just completely turns you off? It just irks you.
When people don't have consideration for public space.
Mm.
If you're in a public space, there's just some things that you need to be considerate of, like sharing the sidewalk. Don't just stop and stand there like the crowd of six of you. What are you doing?
In the middle.
Mm-hmm. Stand to the side.
I feel that way in airports. Airports, that the luggage thing is the worst.
Don't get started.
I feel like I wanted to write an airport etiquette book because it's so fucking annoying.
Ladies will come up and stand right in front of you on purpose. I swear you're going to get your bag, Shirley. You're fine.
Not the Shirley. Fucking Shirley's got it again. Mine is like with the kids that do it. Like they normally like just won't let them. Just like, you know, you have it. I'll wait back here.
I used to make fun of the kids on the leashes, but if I was a parent, absolutely I would have a leash.
I was one of the kids on a leash. I definitely
really
was a kid on a leash for one point in time.
Oh.
I think it was only at Disneyland, I think, or Disney World, whatever it was. And then like I had a cousin who was way more like trouble than I was, so the leash got put onto me, but it was a leash.
There was always like two different levels of leashes too. There was the backpack one that was like snuggly, and then there was like a heavier duty, like it looked like a dog
like
leash.
A fucking harness.
Those were intense.
I didn't have one of those. Like, it was like a cute little backpack thing. I think it was a Disney thing, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, but not really when you're fucking being pulled back on a fucking thing. But you know,
I didn't have to be leashed. I was too afraid of everyone.
But you're gonna leash your children if you have them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two at one time.
I don't know about two kids. That's a lot.
Okay, so one and done.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest fear is, I think it's called an episiotomy, where the space, but your taint basically splits and your vagina and your asshole becomes one.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any kids, so I don't know how that is, but I have heard about that whole thing, the tearing thing, and it doesn't seem very...
They have to stitch you back together. I'm so afraid of it.
So, but you do it one, try it one time to see if it happened?
Maybe. I hear a lot of different things about pregnancy that scare me. Like, when a dude impregnates you, some of his DNA gets transcribed into your genetic code. So you might be uglier after you fuck.
What? Where are you getting these facts?
Medical professionals.
Google? Again, a little bit.
I mean, also, like, your foot size changes. Like, everything changes. Like, I hear your, like, pussy gets blue at one point during pregnancy
blue?
At times. Yeah. Oh.
I don't know any of these things. So, I mean, this is news to me. Maybe.
There's different so strokes many different, for different things folks. That can happen when you're pregnant. I'm not willing to risk it.
Okay. So you don't want kids until like later on, I'm assuming.
I really love the idea of adopting a kid.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of kids, especially like in America right now, who don't have homes or access to healthcare. Even if I wasn't to adopt a kid, I think donating a large portion of whatever money that I have at the end to.
Yeah. Selfless. I like that.
Ooh. I mean, they're kids.
Yeah. They didn't choose to be here, you know? You gotta give them what they need to survive. Best gift you've ever gotten?
I'm not good with gifts.
Okay.
I break a lot of things.
Okay.
I think the best gift is, like, an experience. I love a thoughtful gift. Like, if you were to give me a rock and you were like, hey, I found this in Germany, like, a week ago, thought of you, that'd be great.
Okay.
Even if it was bullshit, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'll treasure this.
Okay. I like that. Thoughtful.
Yeah.
How do you define cheating? You said you have a cheating fetish of the sense of, like, you know, you like that whole thing. But what do you really determine? What is cheating for you?
If you don't feel comfortable telling your partner about it, which I know goes against what we talked about earlier. If you don't feel comfortable telling your partner about it, it's cheating.
Okay.
You inherently know what your partner is not cool with.
So physical, emotional, everything goes with that.
Yeah. Every relationship is different. Some people, you can like a girl's Instagram and she's like, that's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Some dudes are like, yeah, as long as like I don't put my penis inside of her and thrust, I'm not cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has a different thing. But if you wouldn't tell your girl that, you probably shouldn't do it.
Fair. Biggest goal for this year?
Potty training my dog.
Okay. How old is your dog, Anu?
He's 8 weeks. He's cute. Really young, but it's been a struggle so far.
What kind of dog?
He's a rescue. I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Just got him. He's really cute. But
potty training is special. I mean, it's hard work.
He keeps pissing on like my set work. Mm. With clothes.
I don't think that's too sexy for the directors when they have to look through the clothes. But
no,
you know.
It's awful. It's really bad.
Like, I swear it's my dog. It's not me.
It's not me. I promise.
Would you say that you masturbate more than you have sex?
Yes.
How many times do you masturbate during the week?
On a daily average, it's like 3 times.
Three times?
Like a meal. That's, yeah.
Okay. So your vagina's hungry.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, baby.
Got him. Like it. Now, are you more of a Hitachi girl, a dildo girl? Do you have to have sex? You know, what is like your, if you had your choice?
Hitachi, I mean, is king. Hitachi works for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a Hitachi on a dude and it's equally as good.
You've used it on a dude?
Yeah. Hmm. I dommed briefly.
Okay.
So I would like tie the Hitachi to like the tip of his head and just like leave him there.
Oh.
After like an hour. Like,
did he come on himself?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
An hour? That's intense Hitachiness for an hour.
I can't really even put low level.
I'm like, I can't even put the Hitachi on my vagina for an hour.
well, you know, it's, you know, you can, like, strap him there and, like, clean your apartment and stuff. Well,
nice.
He's blindfolded.
Okay,
he's
Dom. Okay, Dom, I find it like this.
You know, he'll get there when he gets there.
One night stand. What are your thoughts?
I can have a one night stand after I know, like, certain things about you, but, like, I have to know where you grew up. I have to know how old you are, and I have to know what you're going to be doing tomorrow.
So they don't bother you for the tomorrow part?
Like, what is, as long as they're not crazy, because, like, dudes were like, well, I assume we're hanging out tomorrow.
Oh.
We're
spending, like, you're like, you need somewhere to go to next day.
You're not spending the night.
So are these conversations that happen in, like, the bar, whatever place that you see, like, the where are they from, those types of things before the white night stand, or something that needs to be talked about before you even meet them?
I will go on a date and then just never call them again after I sleep with them that night. But I won't pick up dudes from the bar.
Okay.
That's crazy to me. Like, you don't know who this man is.
True, but you don't know who the man is on set that you're about to fuck either. But you know he's tested.
I know he's tested, and I know that it's work. So it's different, you know?
Okay, a little bit. So do you consider work sex not sex?
Yeah. It's an unpopular answer.
Okay.
But I don't consider it to be sex.
Okay.
I mean,
a lot of performers, like, I don't do boy-girl anymore, but a lot of my girlfriends, I'll ask, they're like, oh, I haven't had any sex. I'm like, but didn't you work? They're like, that's not the same thing. And I'm like, but you're still getting dick. They're like, but it's different. I'm like,
but he's showing to camera. I'm not getting all of it.
Yeah, but aren't you coming?
No.
You don't come on set?
Sometimes, but, like, it's iffy. At first, I was coming all of the time.
Okay.
And now I'm like, well, he's not really hitting that spot as much as I wish he was, you know, like.
See, for me, there's one thing that I can find about that person that I'm gonna get off. I'm not just gonna fuck to fuck because I'm gonna fuck because I need to, like, come. I'm selfish. I need it. It's just gonna happen.
It's like a VR set, though.
I didn't really. I maybe did one VR scene in the very beginning when it first came about, and it definitely was not fun. So, is that something that's typically more prone to be on set now? Is VR type of stuff?
I do a lot of VR. I do, you know, POV shoots are hard to come because you're just staring down the barrel of the camera. And, like, depending on the POV shoot, bright lights everywhere, you're blinded. And then there's just some, like, kitschy little fantasies that these scriptwriters have that I'm like, ah, not for me. Not really for me. Like, the free use. Have you seen that?
I don't know. What is that?
So people are going through their daily lives, doing their things, and they're just casually fucking while continuing conversations. Like, if a dude was eating me out right now and I was just like, that's free use.
And that's, they're doing that on set?
Yeah. It's a scene. I don't like it. It's not for me.
That's distracting.
It is.
Interesting.
And you're on camera supposed to be pretending like you're not getting fucked. And it just feels like I can't come to that. Like, I'm not supposed to be having fun.
I could see how that's very, like, not sexy. Where it's, like, pleasurably sexy, in a sense.
Yeah.
Spit or swallow?
Swallow. Every time.
Every time.
It's faster.
Sexting or FaceTime?
FaceTime.
Hand jobs or blowjobs?
Blowjobs.
Short or fat? Cock.
Fat.
Long or skinny?
Skinny, I guess.
Do you eat pussy and ass?
I do.
Which do you prefer?
Ass.
Ass?
It's fun. You know, different reactions.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you ever had sex on a toilet seat?
No.
Would you?
Personal or public? I mean, I feel like that's big. I'd have sex. I've done it on the sink. Like, the sink is fine, but, like, not on the toilet. That's okay.
A little pushing it?
Yeah, I mean,
what if you were bent over the toilet?
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently. at capella.edu.
No.
No, not for you? Just the sink.
I could blow, like...
I've broken a sink being on the sink.
Yeah, but that, like, it's fun. I could blow him on the floor of the bathroom. Because
it wasn't my sink. It was fun because I broke...
Oh, that's true. I could blow him on the floor of the bathroom, okay. But I don't think I could, like, look at the... Yeah, no, it's... Something's going to draw me out of it.
Would you attend a swingers party?
Yes. Oh, my God, I do.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're fun.
Would you participate? Would you only be a viewer and watch...
All of the above. I think it depends on the night. I've okay. definitely participated.
Okay.
It's fun.
Do you like being spanked during sex?
I do. It's, you know, I don't have as much ass as I think you or some of our other coworkers do.
Okay.
But a good ass slap, I want to see your handprint. I want to go home
you
and think
feel
about it.
The pain. So when you yeah. feel like when you look at it the next day, like, oh yeah, that happened.
A crop is also good. Big fan of a crop.
My rule was only you can only spank me if your dick's inside me, but don't spank me otherwise.
I think a walking spank, dudes who do that when you're walking by, not my favorite.
Maybe like a tap, but not like a where you're leaving a handprint, because then you have issues and I'll probably smack you back.
Yeah.
Shortest sex session.
Maybe like 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
I think OnlyFans is kind of like Etsy. It's okay. a really great way for small performers to get their work out there and for a lot of people to get their work out there regardless of whatever their art is. Whether it's porn, whether it's, I think they have like cooks on there mm-hmm. who do that, yoga sessions.
Yeah.
I think it's a great tool. I prefer Proscenes just okay. because I think as we talked about, like OnlyFans can be just like a little bit tricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is a common sexual act that you dislike?
I don't love being eaten out.
Okay.
I know that's like very controversial, but I'd rather get fingered any day.
Okay. Which is funny because most people are the opposite. Most girls like in the industry are like, I want you to eat me out, but don't put your fingers inside me.
I'd much rather have the fingers than being eaten out, unless it's another girl. Another girl can eat me out, but like dudes, there's always like stubble and stuff. I feel like I don't love making the eye contact while they're down there. I feel like I'm taking too long. Just put your fingers in me. We'll be fine.
Just sit down, relax, and enjoy the ride, Chloe. Honestly, just sit down and enjoy the ride. There's never a race to when you need to get off. The need is to do better.
I hate feeling taken care of. It's so hard. It's so bad.
Okay. When's the last time you had sex?
Yesterday.
Was it for work or was it for pleasure?
It was for work.
Okay.
Yeah, I had fun.
Best pickup line ever used on you?
I miss you.
Oh, and that worked?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It's my favorite pickup line. I love like immediately jumping in and being like, oh my God, I missed you too, baby. Like,
do you mean it though?
No. neither do they.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Pierce Brosnan.
Interesting. Do you masturbate to him still this day?
No. Very specific Pierce Brosnan. Lexington Steel, or no, not Lexington, Remington Steel. Sorry.
I saw Lexington Steel and
he's
Pierce
on
Brosnan.
My mind. He's on
Get
my mind.
Get the dick out of your mind.
Somebody sent me his photo earlier, and so I'm still thinking about that. Like, you know
he's,
the photo.
He's very hung.
Remington Steel and then Goldeneye from James Bond. Those
okay,
were the ones.
So that's specific scenarios.
Yeah. And, you know, now I know a lot more about Pierce Brosnan. He's aged.
Okay.
It's different now.
Is there anything you regret saying no to?
No.
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 All right.
No regrets.
I like that. I feel like if anybody, the confidence of that, I feel like you either would try it or not. No regrets.
Well, I mean, even if it didn't work out very well, whatever. I mean,
at least you tried it.
I'm learning.
For sure. Yeah. I always like to try things at least like 3 times because, you know, first time's a little awkward. Second time's you really know. And the third time, you should definitely know.
And if I'm like right off the bat saying no to something, generally, I know that it's something that I don't want.
Fair. Yeah. All right, now we're going to get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. We're going to ask you a little bit more racier questions now that we've got you warmed up. All right, so let's see. Spicy questions. Is there something completely off limits for you in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what should we let me count? diaper?
Like the DDLG.
What the fuck is that?
Daddy Dom Little Girl. Oh. Where they like age play is off limits.
They put you in a diaper?
I'm 24. I'm not
have
pretending.
Have you ever done that?
No.
So you just have somebody asked you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
People ask for scenes like that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Y'all are some interesting.
I've gotten requests for like to be changed, which... like not to kink shame anybody, but like you should be a little bit ashamed.
I mean, to each his own is my thing, but I just don't understand that one. But I don't think it's supposed for me to understand. But
I recently got offered $25,000 for a dude to like send his sperm to me and record myself drinking it. I'm not doing that.
Interesting. Is that the weirdest request you've ever gotten?
One of them.
What's some other ones?
I drool a lot during scenes, so I think one of my more popular requests is I will drool into a solo cup about that much and then drink it.
How is that? Have you ever gagged?
Yeah, it gets cold. It's mad cold.
So how much is that for someone if they want you to do all that?
It's like $500.
Okay. Yeah. Make your money, girl. Make your money.
If that's what you want me to spend my time doing, like,
I mean, I'd rather drink my own spit than I would someone's random cum being sent from who fucking knows where.
And, like,
I mean,
unless you're gonna age,
and then it'll be warm and weird, and yeah,
what if it's separate. I don't know what it's gonna separate with, but like, what if it?
Yeah, that's.
You never know. Some of these dudes have like mad fucked up diets too. Like,
we just like, there you go. What is your worst hookup story?
Oh, when I lost my virginity, that was really bad.
What happened? Can we know about it? Private Talk wants to know.
I didn't really know him that well.
Okay.
We hopped in the back of his green Prius. The green is very important. It's like a 2008 green Prius. Like, this is a very specific car. I was so nervous that I had taken an edible before. I was so faded that I didn't speak to him. Just hopped into the back with him.
And you didn't know this person?
Well, we knew each other, but it was like,
why did you decide this person for the first time? Because you're just like, I need to get it over with? Or like,
yeah. Okay. I was 16. I was going to a new school.
All right. So you took an edible and was like, let's hop in the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost his boner.
Oh.
I bled on the back seat. I was so embarrassed that I walked home. Bad hookup story.
Did you ever talk to him again?
Yeah, we hooked up like 3 years later.
Couldn't have been that bad. I mean, he came back.
The stain was still on the back seat. He picked me up and I turned around and it was there. And he was like, yeah, I think about you all the time.
I don't know how I feel about that. Dirty dick motherfucker. Like, why? Is it you don't know how to
clean? You can't steam it out?
Interesting. 3 years, though? That's a long time. That is definitely a great story. Definitely. Did you do it again in the back seat?
No, but like the sex was not as good the second time.
Did
even
you go,
though the first time was like 10 seconds and nothing.
Did you go back for a third?
No.
So it was over. You just had to redeem yourself so you didn't bleed on him and nothing happened?
I had to make sure that it wasn't me, that like I could get a dick hard. I did not have sex until I had sex with him again.
Was that something in your head that you thought that it was you?
Yeah. Mm. Oh my God. He was inside of me and he lost his boat. I was a virgin. I had no idea.
True.
Like limp bacon just went down. Ugh. It was.
Sorry to make you relive that moment again. You're like, ugh.
I think I've spent my entire life making up for it.
Hey, you're doing a pretty good job. You know, you're here at Private Talk telling us about all your sexcapades. I appreciate it. Private Talk appreciates. Do you like dirty talk?
I do, but I don't like, don't tell me I taste like heaven.
Mm. Is that what most guys say?
Some dudes will like pull that out and they'll be like, oh God, you're so beautiful. You taste so, it's a pussy. It tastes the same. I mean, variations, but like, you're not eating Cool Whip. Chill out.
So what would you say is an example of your dirty talk? If you were, someone was going to buy a custom video from your OnlyFans or hear something on your, one of your mainstream scenes, what is an example of dirty talk from Chloe?
I make fun of people. I'm like, oh my God, you little pervert. Did you really spend this money to watch me jerk a dildo off? Fucking slut. Like, what are you doing? Go out and make more money in a like, what?
Shaming.
You should send your kids to college. Like,
and they keep sending you more money?
Yeah, it's fun.
I like it. Give her all the money.
Money, please.
Have you ever stayed in a relationship just for sex? The dick was just that good that you were just like, you know what? I have to stay. a little bit longer.
I train my boyfriends every time.
Okay.
I have to train them. I mean, I never get into
Isn't that exhausting?
Yeah, but like, I never meet someone. I'm like, yeah, I want to date you. It's always like, I get trapped into it. Mm. I start going, I'm like, yeah, you're great.
What happened to those boundaries? We only trap ourselves.
I know, but like, then it's like, oh, I feel bad for him. I've tried to break up with him, and he's like said this, this, and this, and then it's like, oh, I can't break up with him. What if he, you know? Didn't somebody go to jail for that? Like, I don't want to
be the one.
Yeah, not me.
Where's the craziest place you've had sex?
Oh, like a high school baseball dugout.
Okay.
Yeah.
During a game?
No.
No, it's kidding.
No.
Who is a celebrity hall pass? I know you're single, but if you had to have a hall pass celebrity wise, we know Pierce Bronson is not that anymore.
Adam Sandler? Oh my God, seeing him run around in those baggy little basketball shorts.
Okay.
Come on, throw a 3-pointer at me, Sandman.
Okay.
Let me see what you got.
All right.
He's married with kids, so it's.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because they were bad in bed? You said you have to teach all your boyfriends. Was there someone that just was not teachable that you're like, get the fuck out of here?
I mean, I've left in the middle before, but I don't think I've broken up with somebody.
In the middle? Were you just like...
Where I'm just like, I think I'm going to go home. Like, they're like, clearly no. This isn't happening for me, so...
Gotta go. Peace out.
I'll see you later. Good game.
Top porn stars. Do you have any?
My first porn star was Carter Cruz.
Okay.
And I will be a Carter Cruz fan until I die.
Have you worked with Carter Cruz?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I don't believe she works anymore. She's a fantastic DJ now.
Okay.
And the first time I met her, absolutely starstruck.
Cute.
I remember the first scene that I saw her in, the name and everything. It was for Kink. It was Kink's Carter Cruz's Satanic Gangbang. Owen Gray was in it. She gets double stuffed.
I love how you light up. You can really tell when they're really excited. They're like, oh my God, yes. It's like a little kid in the candy store.
She's an incredible performer. I mean, like, I still watch it sometimes. I go back. It's grainy. I don't care. I still get my nut.
Hey, once it pops, you just can't stop.
I mean, her Pornhub bio, I don't know if it still is, but it used to be your girlfriend's favorite porn star. And I was always like, yeah, no, she's right.
I like that. So she's your only one?
I would say... She is the one
who, number one in your heart.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, if you got that number one, you got to stick with it, baby.
Everybody else is just like so fantastic and wonderful, but Carter just does it for me. She's also my type, so
love it. Do you use toys in the bedroom?
Yes, depending on who I'm fucking. Like, I'll use a strap, like.
Okay, with your male partners?
Sometimes.
They ask for it, or you just pull it out?
No. They need to prep. I'm not. My sheets? No way. No. They will ask. It's not something where I'm like putting it against their thigh and being like, hey, you want to try something fun tonight?
You know you want to. Come on, back that thing up.
Come on, baby. You know you want it. I've been seeing you look at my pants all night.
I can see you, you know, teasing those lines, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've made dudes like accidentally like come in their mouths before.
But like accidentally? How do you like, they accidentally?
It's not an accident for me, but it is for them, you know? All of a sudden, like, I just pointed at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they say what?
Why did you do that?
As they're eating it?
Yeah. It's always like, why did you do that? Fuck you. That's awful. Why would you do that to me?
It's kind of fun. I made a guy come in his mouth one time. It was fun. It was a set, though, because it was like, a competition thing. So it was shot POV. So the guy couldn't move. So the camera was behind him and it's just me doing this. So I did it and it was like, went doop. And it went in his mouth and he like wouldn't move, and then I kissed him to make sure he really, you know, really sink in.
You could really taste it.
I thought it was hot. I don't know how he felt about it, but all right. Naughty questions, you naughty girl. I feel like you can remember all the naughty questions. What is one of your biggest turn-offs?
Biggest turn-offs? I have so many.
Okay, list a few.
Like a graphic t-shirt.
Okay. Lady boner.
You're a grown man. Why are you wearing a graphic tee?
Okay. All right. Makes you dry. Got it.
It's like, sorry. I'm sorry. I did not see that. I'm so sorry. I wasn't. I mean more like a band tee. Just
literally Prince.
This is the best. Best.
My mistake.
Live your truth, girl. Go fuck the truth.
You know what I mean, though? Like a Guns N' Roses t-shirt? Like, okay. What are you doing?
All right. All right.
Or like,
Prince?
Camo, I guess. Like, camo's also a turn off.
No camo.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see you when I fuck you.
Okay. 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 Funny girl. I like it. I like it. You got me one more.
Since Joker.
Turn off.
One more turn off. Really long sideburns. That's something that drives me crazy.
Mutton chop type of fucking situation. People have those haircuts anymore?
You go to Where Silver Lake, you will see anything.
Really? Oh, we need to get you out of there, girl.
What are you doing? The Oakley sunglasses. I'm tired. I'm dressed like a man.
Do you like to role play?
No. I think it's weird. Am I not enough? Do I have to be something else for you to come for me?
I mean, not for me, but maybe for someone.
Find a different bitch then. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they will. There's a lot of them.
I mean, know. But if you want to play a naughty nurse with someone, you should probably be with like a medical professional.
Maybe. Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
No, I've also never hooked up with a friend though.
Okay.
It's not for me.
Have you ever had sex when someone else watched prior to porn?
Yes. That was mostly like just me being a bad girl though. Like,
okay.
Dorm rooms.
Teasing things and.
Yeah.
Okay. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs.
Lube or spit?
Spit. Always.
Choked or spanked?
Spank.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
I am not, but I'm really afraid that I'm going to be like banned from an airline if I fuck on, you know, I don't want to be dragged out like we see in those videos of American Airlines.
You just got to be discreet about it. Timing's everything. Girl. I could see that about you. Yeah. You'd be laughing and be like, yeah, play it harder.
I was a preschool teacher for a little while. Big fan of kids. I don't want to scar anyone.
That's true. You got to know where you are, you know?
Yeah, but in like, depth. That flight from Vegas, it's too short to like really get into business.
Is that the only place you go is Vegas?
No, but like other performers, I'm not gonna fuck a civilian on a plane. They're okay. Not gonna, like, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well get content.
Even if you don't, I mean, you know where they're from, they're going to be tomorrow and all those things, you're still not doing it.
Different level of discretion. Okay. I think. Also, I don't know if I think a civilian would have a harder time like getting hard.
True.
Yeah.
I hope it's not looking like this, but you the inchworm is going to come to the things. All right, romantic questions. What is your favorite part of your body?
My favorite part of my body? I really like my eyes.
Okay.
Big eyes.
What about your favorite part of the opposite sex's body?
Oh, I'm a big hands girl.
Long. Do they fingers. Have to be long, big hands, or
just what is like about proportionate. Hands?
Okay.
I think when you're... Do you ever meet guys where they have like a really big palm but like mm-hmm. short stubby little fingers? That's weird. It's for weird. Me.
Yeah.
Mm. Proportionate long fingers, you know.
Okay. Making out or cuddling?
Making out. I don't want to cuddle. I get really sweaty. Like,
okay. You run hot?
Yeah.
Cut or uncut?
Uncut.
If your sex life had a title of a song, what would it be?
I touch myself and think of you.
Mm, like that. Have you ever answered the phone during sex?
Yeah. I've answered FaceTimes before.
And you just keep going?
Yeah.
All right. Turn-ons. What turns you on? We know what turns you off, but what turns you on?
I think it has a lot to do with somebody's personality.
Okay.
Especially being in LA, you know, everybody's gorgeous. Mm. And like you said earlier, like, there is something that you can find attractive about everyone. You cannot mesh with everyone on a personal level. Sometimes, great. You know, the big cats can't share a cage.
Facts. Energy is everything.
Yeah.
Lights on or lights off?
On.
Foreplay or sex? And you can only pick one.
Sex.
What are your deal breakers?
If he drinks cow's milk, you know those dudes who are like, I want cow's milk, I want whole milk, I'm going to drink it out of the...
I don't know men like this at all.
Well, when you meet one, run.
They just ask for cow's milk?
Well, like, if you go to a dude's house and they have, like, cow milk in the fridge, not plant-based milk, and okay. It's whole milk specifically.
Yeah, it's a little much. Run.
You still call your mom, like, every day. It's a lot.
So that's know? A deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say that. I'd say, if I don't know where we stand, I'm immediately unattracted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Naked or lingerie?
Naked. I would rather be naked than wear anything.
Favorite place to be kissed?
Neck. Specifically, like, right there.
Neck kisses? Mm-hmm. All right, kinky questions. Do you have any fetishes?
I wouldn't call anything a fetish, because I can still come with or without it.
Okay.
I feel like a fetish is something that you need to come. No?
Okay. Yeah. Or it's almost like the taboo-ness, something that you like. Like, you know, I had a female on here talking about that she didn't realize that she had a pantyhose fetish, because, like, her dude, like, then it was, like, fucking her with, like, you know, thing is just, like, the texture of it, what it felt like, and things like that. And I was like, okay. So, yeah.
I like my dude fucking other girls. I think it's fun.
Okay.
Regardless of,
it's a, like, fetish.
Yeah, I think it's, like, kind of fun.
Do you need to be there at all times, or do you just, no, like, to be told about it?
I just want to be told about it. Let me know what happened. Like, even if we're, like, out and, like, my friend's, like, oh, my God, I'm so horny. Like, if I can lean over and be like, honestly, babe, you should go fuck her in the bathroom. Go
make her come for me. So you like to share, man, like that?
Like, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been with a partner that's done those things? Or are they too intimidating? Because sometimes I feel like, though, you would like that, but the partner, as much as a guy, you would think he would be like,
no, not, they get scared.
Intimidated, yeah. Because I have a girlfriend who's like that, and she's like, I wish I could share your boyfriend. I'm like, I don't. I'm like, I don't think that that's how this works.
The guys,
and I don't
get
think
scared
that he could do it either.
No.
Because it's like, it's intimidating.
I had a boyfriend. I invited him over to, like, my friends in industry, and I were going to an event. One of my friends walks in, she takes off her top, and she starts stripping to change. He was there in the room. She didn't realize he was a civilian.
So he, like, freaked out?
He turned bright red, and he could only look at me.
Oh.
He couldn't look past me, couldn't look anywhere else.
And were you, like, laughing?
I felt really bad for him.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I do think that, for him, that's a line of consent that was maybe crossed.
Okay.
But also, it was kind of like pussy.
Really? Well, like, I mean, he was being, I mean, in a sense, like, you could tell us who the people are if they either turn around or be like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be so like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
I was, you know, very, I mean? Like, but prudish. I was like, come on.
I don't think he was for you. Anybody who's a prude for you, I don't think that they're going to work really long for
it's
you.
Not.
Just by the way that I know that your likes and your dislikes now from getting to know you here at Private Talk, you need a strong man who's going to be able,
man,
to, like,
open-minded.
Very open-minded. Someone who's going to let you be promiscuous and vice versa to, like, give you those, mm-hmm, things. Because I think it's important in relationships. It's like, you know, it's all fun and games, but it's like when you really know what you want,
yeah,
it's like you need someone to be that equal for you, because it's like there is someone out there that can do that, but then there's people that have been like, oh fuck no, I'm not even.
Well, I also think, like, with work, like, I'm out here fucking dudes and bitches, like, you should do.
Yeah, fair. What sex skill are you most proud of?
Oh, my head. Absolutely.
Okay. Head game on 10.
Yeah, I'm a drooler. It gets everywhere. I've slipped in my own puddles of drool before.
Mm,
yeah.
Work hazards.
Mm-hmm.
Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Maybe, like, upwards of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Healthy. Have you ever woken up next to someone you didn't know their name?
Yeah, I mean, I forget people's names all the time.
Do you play it off? Do you just not say anything as far as a name?
How often are we calling people by name? I don't do it often.
I give nicknames, so it makes it easier to remember what they are, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll just be like, hun.
Hey, nice to see you.
It was good working with you. Thanks. I'll see you later. And then I don't.
And then you don't. All right. Last question. Bondage, yes or no?
Yes. I love a handcuff.
Okay. So you like the one to be submissive?
I think the little wrestling for control is really fun.
Okay.
That's, I mean, hot. If I'm not the boss, show me I'm not the boss.
Hey, show her. Private Talk, show her. All right, that is the rest of Truth with Texas. You passed with flying colors. I hope you had fun. I had fun getting to know you a little bit more. Is there anything you'd like to ask Miss Texas?
Oh, my gosh. Just, like, what do you think has been the best thing to come out of your career so far?
The best thing that came out of my career? You know, I feel like just being allowed to have a platform to kind of do what I want as far as owning my sexuality, you know, the porn kind of gave me a pathway to kind of really know who, or figure out who I was as a woman, what I liked sexually, what I liked from, you know, from different partners, and just having the freedom to do what I want and how I want to do it. And my podcast definitely for me has become, you know, a really great thing because I feel like people got to know the performer side of me but didn't get to know my intellectual side and know that I can do more than just my doggy style, even though it's really great. But I love having conversations with people like yourself, you know, who've been in the business, you know, new, young, old, all kinds of people in the diversity of what it brings and what the industry brings to that. So I have a really great time just getting to know everybody on a different level.
Is there anything that you miss about before you joined the industry?
Anything I've missed? I don't think so. You know, before I got in the industry, I was in college. So for me, I used to always, you know, make the joke, I'm young, dumb, and full of cum. So I was kind of doing sexual things in college that wasn't too far-fetched of me, like, getting in the industry. Now, did I ever think I would be in the industry? Absolutely not, because I didn't know how that would ever come about. But it's something that kind of fell into my lap, and I ran with it. And my whole thing was go big or go home, and Miss Texas never went fucking home.
I mean, everything's bigger in Texas.
You know that's right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank Please let you. Us know where we can follow you and support you, Chloe.
All of my socials are the same at I am Chloe Surreal.
All right, Private Talk, you heard her. Make sure you follow her and check it out. Make sure you like this episode and subscribe to the channel. Until next time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you had fun.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.